For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
More tributes for 41st President George H.W. Bush, who died at the age of 94. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine calls him her role model.
He always did what he thought was right, regardless of the political consequences. He worked across the aisle. He became friends with President Clinton, despite having been beaten by President Clinton.
People are leaving flowers and stopping to take photos at the iron gates that lead to the street where George H.W. Bush's home is located in Houston. President Donald Trump has declared Wednesday a day of mourning and ordered federal offices to be closed for that day. Flags will be flown at half-staff for 30 days to honor Bush's memory. A funeral service is planned for Washington's National Cathedral, which will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda from Monday evening through Wednesday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires tweeted in part that out of respect for the Bush family and former President George H.W. Bush, he'll wait until after the funeral to have a press conference. At the summit, Trump said Bush was a very fine man.
I met him on numerous occasions. He was just a high-quality man who truly loved his family. One thing that came through loud and clear, he's very proud of his family, and he's a terrific guy. And he'll be missed, and he led a full life. And a very exemplary life, too, I will say.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is a very important one, and the war in Yemen must come to a conclusion.
Secretary Mattis and I and the President have made very clear we're working to end the hostilities in Yemen. The humanitarian crisis there is of epic proportions. Millions of people at or near starvation. This administration has put almost $1 billion into stopping that humanitarian crisis. The Saudis have put even more money in of theirs.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While attending the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, President Trump encouraged the 2019 session of Congress to pass the new NAFTA agreement. John Clemens has more.
Many agreed that the 25-year-old landmark North American Free Trade Agreement was in need of an update with our two neighboring countries that will provide a trilateral framework that, according to President Trump, should be approved by Congress next year.
One of the really important things is you won't see companies leaving once that gets signed. We have to get it through Congress, and if it gets through, which I think it will, that'll be great, and if it doesn't, we're very happy the way it is now.
I'm John Clemens.
That earthquake that rocked Anchorage, Alaska is followed by a series of strong aftershocks. USA's Wendy King has more.
Brian Olin explains.
One or two shakes and they're done. Nothing like the, 30 to 45 seconds that the first one was.
Impressed with his own state's response to the 7.0 quake, Governor Bill Walker.
Building codes mean something. Inspections mean something. And then the response that we've had, has it been a 7.2 earthquake? Our response was a 10.
The Anchorage Police Department reported major damage to infrastructure across the city. And there's also reports of widespread power outages. But so far, no fatalities. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The World Health Organization says the ongoing attempt to eradicate polio remains a global emergency amid an increase in cases for the first time in years and a worrying number of outbreaks sparked by the vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.